Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Lunchbox is upset because he got fished, like scammed, through his email.
Huh.
And we always make fun of Amy.
Yeah, you do. Just
one scam after another. If it ends in Y, that's the day Amy gets scammed on.
That's right.
You know, that's the running joke. But today, Lunchbox comes to us with his story.
Yeah, I got scammed by the nerds at work. Like, we have these nerds that send out these emails and they try to fish us. Well, they got me. Because
but they're doing it to teach you a lesson.
But yes, here's the problem, though. The email came from securitynotifications@iheartmedia.com. What is our company? If you look at our email address, it's iheartmedia.com.
Then what did you do wrong? Like, what did they say you did wrong?
They said it wouldn't say iheartmedia.com. It would just have the person's name. I'm like, how am I supposed
to? Okay, but that's a good lesson to learn.
But no one will be able to email you from iHeartMedia.com unless they're in our company. They can't create iHeartMedia.com email without being in our company. Like, I don't understand their joke. Like, these
it's not a joke. It's not a joke. Okay, so this is what they're doing.
Yeah.
They are these scamming and phishing scams in-house to make sure people know, once they fall for it, not to fall for it again, because the next time it happens, it could be bad. It could be somebody hacking. Somebody that sends you a file, you open it, now they get access to your computer.
Hmm.
So what happens inside the company, two things. One, I'm looking at your email, and in big bold letters from it, it says external. So We're already taught, don't sign into anything claiming they're from us. This is external, because all of us is on an inside server. So it says external.
You open didn't see that part?
No, I
do
saw.
Do you see it right now?
Well, I see iHeartMedia.com.
No. Do you see huge letters, external, huge, and in parentheses, all caps?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow. That's
do you remember
big.
That one where they said, don't believe anything that says external if it's coming from in-house?
No, I don't. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, they send these stupid emails, and it's like, okay.
You know he gets scammed all the time and doesn't tell us.
No.
You know that's what's happening.
No. I got scammed once, and then so I started ignoring all these emails. And then they started giving things away like, oh, hey, a free barbecue grill for Labor Day. You know,
and like, you think that's real?
No, it is real. Then they announce the winners, and I'm like, well, now I'm missing out on things.
So that then, one was real.
I think that the winner announced was fake, too.
So then I get this one, and I'm like, well, someone tried to attempt to sign in my computer from New York. That's weird. And it says iHeartMedia.com. Got to be it. And what do you know? It's the stupid nerds. And they're like, hey, we got one.
You think they're sitting in a room with their little glasses and
high-fiving?
Give me my
pocket protector. Yeah.
Why are you calling them nerds when they're doing their job to help keep you safe?
Listen, They ain't trying to keep me safe.
Hey, Yosemite Sam, calm down for a second.
He's yelling.
Radically right.
If you gotta imagine, though, the guys with the tape on their glass in the middle of their glasses sitting there going, yeah, we got one down in Nashville.
Okay, so you were scammed. You were fished. Yeah. Anything that says it's coming from in the company, it'll say external. They've told us before, don't open that.
No, here's the thing. I'm never going to reply to another email I get.
Oh, you know what I do? I haven't been in my company email in over a year. I don't even get in it.
Me neither.
I don't open it. I don't know the password. If for some reason I have to log into something at work, you know who knows my info? Mike D. And I'm like, hey, do you know a password to get into my... And he's like, sure do. And then I log in. I don't answer emails. I've gotten 5 promotions. I haven't even opened them.
Oh, so that's the solution.
Yep.
Yeah,
just don't answer your work emails.
I'm in the same spot, though. I haven't accepted a single promotion because they only send them via email.
Okay.
So be careful on what you open, Lunchbox.
I know, but it's at iHeartMedia.com. No one
to download external, something from them, though.
External. No, it's just you clicks on it. It says,
okay, you clicked a link.
You click a link.
Yeah. And you click the link to do what again?
To change my password because.
And so then you put in your old password.
Yes.
So then they have access. Okay.
And then.
He's like, well, they told me to put in my social security.
And then I get the email saying, did we get you? Oh, looks like we did.
Do they sound like seals? Are they in a really good seal?
Yes, they're all like hey, hi, calculator, and they calculated you. I mean,
your nerd in your mind, that's like a 1983 nerd.
Like Revenge of the Nerds.
Yes, pocket protector glass. Literally, that's not a thing anymore. And also, nerds kind of rule the world now. Who do we talk about? Elon Musk?
Nerd.
Mark Zuckerberg?
Major nerd.
Yeah. Me?
Nerd.
Major nerd.
Yeah. For real.
All right, let's get going here. Don't open anything if you're not 100% sure, everybody. And then the one where they text you and they go, hey, is this you? Link. And you're like, wait, well, it is me. Oh, crap. Just don't click into anything. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag.
Yeah. Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend of 5.5 years and I just started living together about 3 months ago. Just about everything's been going well except for the fact that he never wants to pay me back for anything. We agreed from the start that we're going to split everything halfway, like rent, groceries, bills. He has a full-time job, makes more than I do. On top of that, I'm still a full-time college student trying to pay for it all out of pocket. I'm not asking him to compensate any of my half, just simply pay his half of the bills without trying to come up with reasons why he shouldn't have to pay me back. If you give me any advice on how I should handle this, it'd be greatly appreciated. Sincerely, a stressed out girlfriend. Amy, you want to go first on this one?
Red flag.
Big red flag. That's a good answer.
Huge. Yeah. I mean, red flag. Make note of this. And I think that this is a conversation that has to be had. Like, you can avoid this for as long as you want, but it's not going to end up good for your relationship. So have the talk and tell him this is how you're feeling. Like, I'm working really hard. We agreed on splitting things, and I don't feel like you're showing up.
This is a red flag and a potential really red flag, meaning you're giving him the opportunity to prove that it's not a red flag. So you go to him. You have to go to him, and you have to go and be right on the nose about it and go, you're not paying me back for my stuff, and I don't have the money, so we got to make sure that we're doing a better job. I can do a better job of reminding you. Put a little bit of that on yourself just to make it easier for that conversation. Because I have found that even if you're upset about something and it's all Amy's fault, if I find a reason that it's partially my fault too, then it puts her a bit at ease. So let's say she goes to him, she goes, hey, I'm dying here. Like, I don't have any money because you're not paying me back. Now, I understand part of that's my fault too because I'm not being good about reminding you. So I commit to doing a better job of reminding you. And can you please commit? Now, this is where he has a chance to prove that it's not a long life red flag. Because if you have that conversation and he's still like, I don't know that he's the guy.
Yeah, run.
But if he goes, oh, okay, and then he does a better job, he doesn't have to get it right every time, but does a better job, then you're like, okay, this is a character flaw that he probably doesn't even know he has. But I would definitely approach it, be straight up about it. You can even Venmo request him. Just if you have that, just request him the money. And then that brings up a hey, I sent you a Venmo request. You may have forgotten to send me. There are many ways to approach it. Just don't give him all 100% of the blame and 100% of the defensive feeling. A little bit of that's on you, even though it's not. You can do it. And then if he still sucks at it, I don't know that that's the guy.
Yeah.
Unless you have kids, then you're just screwed.
There's nothing attractive about that.
Yeah, it's tough.
Whatsoever.
That's a tough one.
And you could even, I don't know, this might be an option too, as part of the conversation that Bobby just said, could be like, hey, how can we work together to make, like, what would work for you every month to make sure that we get this done? And how can I do better to, you know, do my part? And this is where I'm putting the money. Or maybe, like, you keep, like, a piece of paper and he sees it.
Just send him a letter in the mail. I don't
know. Or the
an invoice. Invoice him. But, all right, there's your mailbag. That's your email. Thank you. A stressed out girlfriend, I'm rooting for you to be less stressed. Mm-hmm. But before you get less stressed, you got to get a little more stressed. But like Raimundo says, Ray, say it.
Yeah, less stress, more life.
There you go.
Interesting.
Boom. Don't really get it, but yes, I did get it. All right, that's what's up. Close the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Matthew in South Carolina is on the phone. Hey, Matthew, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going, Bobby?
Pretty good. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I was calling about lunch snacks. I was wondering why he had to get a long start if a tree fell on his house. Wouldn't he be able to go through his insurance company?
That's a good question. For those that are new to the show, a tree fell on Lunchbox's house, I don't know, like summer of 69. How long ago was that?
It was like 2.5 months ago.
And it still isn't fixed?
No.
Why didn't insurance pay for it?
Well, no. That's not a big deal. I have to pick a contractor, insurance, you know, the red wire tapes, things like that.
You know?
I don't know what you're saying.
What is it, red wire tape?
Yeah, you know, what are they called? Yellow tape. You know what I mean? You got to do these hurdles.
Why didn't you use insurance if there's still a hole in your roof?
Well, I could.
Okay,
I
mean, why is he stumbling around?
He said could.
Matthew, I don't know what's going on.
Here's the problem. Back in the day, they gave me some insurance money for fixing my roof, and I didn't fix it.
Matthew nailed it.
Yes, but I'm also holding out hope now that I can be on a TV show and they'll fix it.
But you have to pay for that.
Yeah, I ought to get a loan.
This guy.
That's right. What I'm saying. Like, why they're there, like redoing the kitchen, redoing the bathroom or whatever.
But you got to pay for that too.
I know, I'll get a loan. But I mean, I might as well just get one loan and lump it all together. And that way I'm on TV and boom, superstar.
If Amy's sister show does come to your house,
yeah,
one, you have to pay for it. Two,
cool.
It's going to be months away. So you're going to live with a hole in your roof for months.
No, it ain't going to be months away.
But I mean, also, I would like to
just
say,
talked to them a couple weeks ago. I mean, I figure another couple weeks, they'd be here.
You think another couple weeks going to have the production? They haven't even announced the second season of the show.
Yeah, it's not even, there's no green light on season two yet. They're just doing the preliminary stuff they have to do. And I'll also say, it's a design show, not a fix it repair show.
Well, I can design my roof.
Okay.
While they fix it.
Yeah, while they fix it. Good exactly. Call. Thank you, Eddie.
Yeah. Well, good call. Okay.
Hey, Matthew, you nailed it, though. He is shady, and he got some insurance money for something, didn't use it, and now he doesn't want to go back again.
I hear that. Yeah, I figured he was scared, you know, to use them again.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, you know that.
You know what I could do?
What's that?
I could cancel my insurance and buy a new insurance company and then claim it.
You know, one of my favorite segments on the Bobby Bones Show is Fraud in the Morning. All right, guys.
Let's talk. I mean, would that work?
Maybe. Go for it.
Don't they communicate with each other?
I don't know.
They should know.
What I do is I go to a different pharmacy.
Yeah.
And I tell them I need a prescription. I even know I got one at the other place yesterday. I think you'd probably get in trouble if that's found out.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Then we won't do that.
Matthew, I appreciate that. You just kind of... I lifted a leaf off, and now we see what's going on underneath.
Oh, yeah.
All right, buddy.
Thought I'd reach out. But, yeah, if he did that, the old insurance company would have to pay for it. Yeah. His new insurance cover wouldn't cover it.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it, but I just know he's up to some stuff. All right, Matthew, thank you. Right. Have a good
day.
Y'all. See you later.
See y'all, too. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Matthew in South Carolina.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
I want to talk about this group because I really love what they're doing. Peace of Mind Dog Rescue is a nonprofit, and their whole deal is to be a resource to senior people and to senior dogs. So they're in Pacific Grove, California. They work with seniors who need to forfeit their animals because, well, sometimes they can't keep up with them, or they're ill or the animal's ill. And so they take them, they do all the stuff, all the health stuff, and then the dog is, while they take care of them, still with the senior some. Still, they're still with their animal, but they take care of them, make sure the animal gets to be with them. And then if anything happens to the person, they make sure the dog is put in a good place. Oh, so it's awesome. Like they keep them with the elderly person so they can still have their dog even though they can't take care of them. And then if something happens, they make sure the dog goes and is in a good home. So I thought that was a pretty cool idea. I don't think I would think of that when it comes to animals. And
no, I would. I love that because for elderly, that's their companion. That might be keeping them here longer. having that relationship.
That's a good point, too.
Yeah.
When we were in Tulsa a couple weeks ago, they had a commercial come on, and it was a funeral home for just animals. And they were like, here at this, we'll call it Purr and Die, come and put your dog in, a cat in, and you have your animal funeral here.
Oh,
now, Purr and Die would be a terrible name for it.
Very.
Yeah, it'd be awful, actually. But I had not seen that before, and I thought that's a pretty good idea because people love their animals.
Yeah.
And
I hear cha-ching.
Yeah, I hear that, too. No. So anyway, I'm starting one. I got one in like 3 weeks. But I was like, dang, that's an idea I wouldn't have thought of, but I think a lot of people are probably happy that one of those things exists. So anyway, the organization's pretty great. Wanted to share it with you guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Eddie, let me hear your buzzer. Abby representing the millennials today. Abby has made her buzzer. It's her own voice singing. Go ahead. Okay, so that's her buzzer. That's her buzzer. Sounds pretty good. Elder versus millennial. And so let's see who wins the game. The loser today will eat a spoonful of ketchup and ice cream.
I love this.
That sounds terrible. So I'll ask three questions that are millennial based and three that are elder based. And the goal is to get the most points. You guys ready?
Oh,
ready,
yeah.
Ready.
Push the button to ring in, Abby, okay?
Okay.
Practice one time. Go. Okay.
That's awesome.
Singing the whole time.
The first question is an elder question. One that Eddie should know. Second Time Around was a theme song to what TV show as part of ABC's TGIF lineup? Eddie?
I mean, I don't know, but I'm going to guess Step by Step.
The Second Time Around. Whoa. Yeah, that's it.
It's it.
Wow.
They're on a roller coaster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Correct.
That's one up, baby. Let's go.
Millennial question. California by Phantom Planet. Eddie.
California. That was for OC.
The OC is correct. The TV show.
Yeah!
The OC.
I had to jump in front of that.
Was the theme song to which Fox drama that aired 2003 to 2007?
Abby, I hope you like ketchup and ice cream.
California.
I don't.
California.
Okay, next up, I'm going to play a hook of a song here. Here you go. Mike D, MCA, and Ad-Rock were members. Eddie.
I just needed to hear where the question was going. Give me Beastie Boys.
Correct. 3 points. Wow, wow. Abby,
are you kidding me?
Hey, get the ice cream out of the freezer.
I smell ice cream and ketchup.
I smell ice cream and ketchup.
I hate, that is disgusting.
Yeah, it's a point. What if it was like good, though? You'd be like, why did I lose?
That's true, but that's really gross.
Step it up, Abby. Let's go.
Abby, you got to get the next three right. Kay. It's a millennial question. Jin. J-I-N. J-Hope. And Suga. Are just a few members of which international boy band?
No.
Abby rang in. Abby, you had to answer or you're going to lose. So you had to ring in. What is your answer?
BTS.
Correct.
But, okay.
BTS is correct.
Yeah, I was going to say BTK, so it was a good thing I
knew. Oh, gosh. Yeah, very different.
Good thing. Go ahead.
Okay. Back to the elder question. Eddie, if you get this, you win.
I know.
Or if Abby just doesn't get it. Joshua Jackson, Katie Holmes, Eddie,
Dawson's Creek,
and what other lead actor all starred in Dawson's Creek? Abby,
no.
Joshua Jackson, Katie Holmes, and what other lead actor also starred in the show Dawson's Creek?
I literally have no idea.
I jumped the gun.
I can't even guess. I have to guess.
You mean you might as well say some words? Who's an actor that would have been in Dawson's Creek?
I can't even think of one.
Okay, that's
incorrect.
All right, that's James Vanderbilt.
Oh, good. I didn't know his first name.
I mean, Abby, just say Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
she would have gotten it wrong though.
But finally, millennial question: what actor played Regina George in Mean Girls? Eddie?
Anna Kendrick.
Incorrect. Abby?
I don't know her name. What's her name?
Well, you can't win anyway. It's Rachel McAdams.
Hey, let's get that ketchup ready.
Dang it. Why am I so bad at these?
I don't know.
It just, Yeah.
I don't have any answers.
Bobby was going to try to be like nice.
Oh, it's right now.
Here's the spoon with some ketchup.
I didn't know it was going to be right now. This is amazing.
And it's mint flavored.
And mint flavored chocolate chip ice cream. But you got to put them on the one thing, on one spoon.
On one spoon.
Yeah, yeah, it's one spoon.
Yeah, that was a lot of ketchup. He put the entire...
So Abby now lost, and she's going to do ketchup and ice cream.
Oh. I smell the ketchup.
Oh, yum.
Abby, clean that spoon
that's
off.
Gigantic thing.
That's a big
I
one.
I can't even eat all that.
Yeah.
Can you put it in?
Yeah, you can.
There, let's go.
Go ahead.
Go,
you got
go,
it.
Girl.
Oh. No.
Just do it all.
Just eating the ice cream by itself is not good.
Yeah,
go.
Eating ice cream is okay.
Oh, my goodness. She did it all. Oh, my God. You better don't puke.
Brain freeze.
Oh, no.
Oh, really, girl.
Yeah. Oh. What's it taste like?
Throw up.
Oh, get over the trash can if you're going to throw up. There's a trash can right there.
No, eat it.
She's going to throw up.
Ew.
Come on, Abby. You can do it.
Oh, my God.
Focus.
Girl.
Focus.
You got to take it down, Abby.
Brain freeze now.
Brain freeze and ice cream. Yeah. And ketchup.
How do you understand what she's saying?
It's like a dentist when I'm like... And they're like, oh, wow, you got a new muffler? That's pretty cool.
Oh, my gosh, I had a brain freeze, and that was the worst taste ever. It was, like, so...
You still got it in there, like, we can tell.
Yeah, come on.
We need you to
all the way down.
Speak freely.
Okay.
You good?
Yeah, there's, like, mint, I mean, chocolate chips
We
now.
Need to hear you do a run, or we're not going to know it's you. Go ahead.
That's how you sound, sound, summer.
No, I need you. Ooh. Mm. That's right, you still... There she is. She's back. She's back.
Ooh. Not bad.
That's bad, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, and Abby loses. Eddie moves on to the next round.
All right, let's
go.
All
right, back in a second. Line them up. I mentioned that someone on the show got a phone call and there was a bad scare. Like what they heard on the other end of the phone scared the crap out of them. They are going to come here on the show and talk about that today. The person is Eddie.
Whew. You're talking about it right now?
Yeah, so is it an unknown number? Is that what you answered?
Yeah, I
never... Was it a block number? Was it
no, no, no. It was a phone number. I just didn't recognize it.
Okay, so you see the number. Why do you even answer it?
Because I'm driving, and I don't know. I was listening to music, and it interrupted the music. It came on. I'm like, well, let me just get it.
Do you always answer unknown numbers?
Rarely.
Okay, so for some reason, you were told, Eddie, answer this number.
Answer that call.
Okay, you click the button, and then what happens?
I say, hello, and there's a voice on the other line, and it says... Dad. And I go, what? I don't recognize this voice. And I say, what? Dad. And it's a deep voice.
Okay.
And I start thinking, oh my goodness.
I'm
just telling you, what is happening
here?
Let's
play the game. And we know the answer to this one. Unlike yesterday where Amy saw a weirdo in a parking lot with binoculars. We know the answer to this one. So there's a deep voice on the other end of an unknown call to Eddie. And it goes, Dad.
Dad.
And it's not just a wrong number. So that's not going to be the thing.
Oh.
It's not going to be. There's actually something to it. Something.
Oh, there's something to it.
Right. So, Dad. And what did he say again?
And I said, what? I can't hear you. What? Who? Dad. And then that's when I freaked out.
Okay. So. What do you think happened here? Lunchbox has his finger on his lip. He's really thinking it through here.
Dad. And it's a number Eddie doesn't know. Got it.
You do have it for sure?
I got it.
I do too.
Oh, you have it for sure too?
Mm-hmm.
Eddie, Ray, you want to play?
Yeah.
Ray, you go first.
I'm guessing it's fantasy football time. Maybe you guys did a Zoom or whatever and that somebody saw his number, that he doesn't have their number in his phone, and it's a buddy playing a prank on Eddie.
Okay, you think it's a buddy playing a prank? Maybe we lock you in for that.
Mean prank.
The winner gets $5.
Oh.
Let me see how much money I have in my wallet. Think you have it, Lunchbox?
Well, Ray was on the same lines as I. Is Eddie has a buddy named Isaiah that is a pretty funny dude, and I could see him doing this. Maybe
he does pull pranks.
Hey, $5. $5 is the winner.
Yeah, he pulls pranks a lot, so I thought maybe he called him from his work phone and messed with Eddie. So that was my guess. But if Ray has that, then that's the obvious guess, but I'm going with the prank.
But you can go with that, too, and just split the money if you win.
Yeah, I'm going with the prank.
Amy?
Okay, so I think someone was trying to get a hold of their dad from jail, and they were at the payphone and had to remember the number by heart, and they got one number off, and it's Eddie's number. So they thought they were calling their dad, but Eddie answered.
Oh.
Interesting.
That's a good one.
None of you are right.
Oh.
So, Eddie, before we reveal what it was,
yes.
Where did your mind go immediately when you hear a deep voice going, Dad?
I have a son somewhere.
No way!
That I didn't know of.
Do you?
That's
what in the world?
My heart sank. Because I'm like, I don't recognize this voice, and they're calling me dad. This is it.
Wait, league.
I have a
child. Do you
guys
want round two? You want to take another guess at it? Because nobody got it. And you can even have... You guys don't think that's it?
Well, because I'm trying to think of who in the world...
Who Eddie hooked Eddie up with when he was 18? I don't know.
I thought
he was with his wife.
No.
That was a roaring 20s.
Yeah. I thought you were with your wife in high school.
No.
Oh.
Not every night.
Later
every
in high
night.
School.
Not every night.
Okay, no.
What in the world could it have been?
Okay.
One more guess for $5. $5. Ray, you have another guess, or are you going to bow out?
I mean, his kids don't have a deep voice. All his kids are younger, and I have actually a nephew that's the exact same age, and his voice isn't deep yet. So, I don't know.
Okay.
I got it.
What?
Andy,
go ahead.
Oh.
Okay. His kids learned that whatever that code is where you can make a phone call, unknown, star six something, and they just learned how to prank. And so they were pranking him Lunchbox? With a deep voice.
They downloaded an app that is a voice changer.
Yeah.
There's no prank. I said that in the last one. There's no prank. Yeah. That was after the first
one.
It was, yeah, no prank.
We said
no prank, guys.
Okay.
Eddie, do you want to tell him what happened?
Sure.
And I'll keep him money. All right. Awesome.
So my son's 14. He's obviously gone through puberty. His voice has gotten deeper, but I haven't talked to him over the phone in a while, so I didn't recognize his voice. He called from his friend's phone.
I knew it.
And guys, it was my son. But dang, did I freak out.
He hasn't talked to his son in 3 years, let's be honest.
I'm kidding.
But you didn't know. You didn't know is that date, like,
no,
on the
I
phone.
Talked to him in person, but Dad, on the phone, he's like, Dad, I need to be picked up in the front
so
of the
for
school.
For a second, you thought you had a son, an illegitimate son.
Man, my heart dropped for a second. I'm like, this is it, because we've talked about stories, you know, like where this happens, mailbags.
It wasn't a prank. It wasn't an extra kid. You got enough of those.
We got four of them.
But
we're good.
It was
good.
Your son growing up.
Yeah.
What Lunchbox?
I had that thought go through my head, but then I was like, well, Eddie would know his son's voice.
You would think, right?
You would think.
So I was like, that can't even be it. Like, oh my gosh.
Dad, pick me up in the front of the school, please.
A voicemail from Sophia in Miami.
I love the show. And I was going through Amazon Prime, and suddenly I discovered that you can buy already Top Gun Maverick. So that's just something I wanted to say to Bobby, so he can now watch it at home. That's great, right? Okay, guys. I love you all.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Looking out for you.
I was told that recently. Heck, Mike and I were at my house last night, and we were trying to find music on Amazon Prime because it's like all you have to do is have Amazon on the TV. And they're like, just finding music. And I'm searching. We're going through every category. And I go through, I just type in music. And then I find music documentaries. I'm like, why can't I find just music to play? We spent 15 minutes on it. I'm Googling stuff. And Mike doesn't say much. And he goes, I think that's Amazon Music. So, oh, boom, hit the app.
Not Prime.
Music. Yeah, I know. He waited like 15 minutes. Mike's a man of a lot of words. And he goes, I think that's Amazon Music. I said, okay, thank you, Mike. And there we went. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Here's a fun stat for back to school season. Your kid's backpack is covered in 31 times more germs than your disgusting cell phone. So don't let them toss it on the kitchen table or the counters when they get home from school, which is exactly what my kids do. And now I'm grossed out.
Good comparison of the cell phone, because I always get very annoyed when they go, there's way more germs in the toilet seat. And I'm like, well, the toilet seat's not germy. What's in the actual toilet bowl could be, but our butt cheeks don't get a lot of germs on them. Our phones, though, disgusting. And if there's that many more germs than a phone, I'm going to stop letting random kids in my house with backpacks.
Oh,
yes.
I'm saying it right now.
You should.
I have an arrow outside that flashes on like one of those signs at a gas station. I'm like, if you have a backpack, come on in.
Like a motel?
But I'm not doing that anymore as of today. All right, good stat, Amy. What else?
So imagine you're checking into a hotel and, you know, sometimes there's gifts waiting for you, but you're just a normal person. Why would there be a gift waiting for me? Well, it's because this person accidentally got a Jennifer Lopez, Ben Affleck wedding gift in her hotel room. They sent it out to all the guests that were attending their ceremony. They had their Vegas thing, but then they did a more formal ceremony with family and friends. And everybody got these chocolates with J and B on them, Jennifer and Ben. And this one woman named Savannah doesn't even know them, but she got the special chocolates. How cool would that be? You're not thinking it'd be that cool.
Probably afterward.
Yeah, because you have...
Because I ate them, but I didn't take a picture of
it. No, I wouldn't eat them.
And then I was like, well, but you didn't know.
I would... Huh?
I wouldn't know what that meant.
Okay.
J&B.
She found out because like she called the hotel. I mean, everyone's staying there, so it was like a thing. But she's like, I'm not part of the. I'm not a wedding guest.
Yeah, I know. I wouldn't have called. I just eaten the chocolate and then figured it out later because I don't want them to come take the chocolate back.
Right.
That's like Lunchbox's story where you put money in a bank account and if you spend it, can't get it back. Yeah, you literally can't get the chocolate back if I eat it.
She's gonna get charged for stealing the chocolate.
She even got a handwritten note saying, you know, thank you so much for making our wedding weekend celebration so special. Sweet dreams, J&B.
You know, those two are, they're kind of losers, huh?
What?
Aren't they?
Why?
Like, I don't care about them. They're kind of, they're lame, right?
Did you watch J-Lo's documentary?
No, I just feel like they're pretty lame. I do. I feel like he's lame. I feel like she's lame. I feel like that's a lame
Like,
couple.
What do you mean lame?
I would say douchey, but I'm not saying that right now.
But okay. You just did.
Yeah, I did. I had to. It's kind of a douchey couple.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah. I don't not like them.
Yeah.
But it's like they're just take it from somebody whose career I have to get attention to keep my career going. And even I'm annoyed by them.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't not like them. Yeah. But I'm like, okay, guys.
Yeah, I'm on the who cares train.
Yeah, who cares? And
who cares?
Really, really forcing it here.
I love J-Lo.
You do?
Yeah. I could take her leave Ben Affleck. I liked her when she was with A-Rod. Take her leave him. Mm-hmm. I like her.
Cool.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I know
Mark
y'all.
Anthony?
Oh, I like Mark Anthony.
Yeah.
Some baby gonna see you.
Casper Smart.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about him. Okay, so the legendary Johnny Cash is the subject of a new documentary that's coming out in September, and it's called The Redemption of American Icon, and it's based on never-before-heard conversations with Johnny when he returned to his faith. And it's cool because Tim McGraw is going to appear in it, Sheryl Crow, Jimmy Allen, Wynonna Judd, so many others. And it's coming out in theaters December 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Ben Affleck, lame. Johnny Cash, not lame.
Yeah, the opposite of lame.
Not lame. Yeah, that's it. All right, Amy, is that it?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Arline Frankel, she is 85 years old, and back in 1954, she went to college. She was 18 years old, but then life happened. She had to drop out. She couldn't finish. Well, 5 years ago, she's 80 years old. She goes back to school. It takes her 5 years, but she graduates with honors, and now she's graduated. She started a new career, motivational speaking. Dude, she is banking, and here's a clip of her talking about how she wants to inspire others.
Out of the people communicating with me, they're so inspired when I say it's never too late.
Dang, she sounds much younger than 85 years old.
And super smart.
How do you know she's banking?
Well, she's a motivational speaker, dude. She's probably booking like venues all over America. Who doesn't want to hear that story?
She's probably getting some.
I mean, I don't really know her bankroll.
I'm just saying, dude, he also wants banking. That's super cool that she went back to school and finished and that she was able to complete that. It just reminds me, I once knew of a kid who got all the way to the finish line, 3 hours short. And he said, you know what? I'm going to step away.
I know this story.
And he still hasn't graduated. And all America roots for him.
Yeah.
They want that story to be a story that could represent them. They want to use this person as a person that they could see that went back and finished their dream, and maybe they will too. And that person goes by the name of Lunchbox.
I also look at it as a story that can inspire America that says, hey, you don't have to have a college degree
to
be successful.
Absolutely. Like, and if you had not went to college, I'd be like, boom, you nailed it. It's just 3 hours. It's one class.
I know.
Do they can make a movie about that?
I don't know about that.
Are you
that.
Waiting to 85 so we'll put you tell me something good?
Maybe tell me something good. If I'm a 41-year-old male goes back to college, like, oh, who cares? Like, you're still healthy.
That's
and
true.
You're in the middle of your life. Like,
that's
no big
he's
deal.
Doing. He's but waiting.
I'd root for it. You know what? I tell you what. If you go back and finish school, I will go to every news station and try and get you on TV. If you finish school, I will make sure that your dream is to be on television.
Okay. You got to do that.
I'll think about that.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
That's what puts me back to be on the local 5 o'clock news.
You say every news station. You mean
I will tell them about it. I can't promise you're going to be on all of them.
I don't know if that's good enough. I need a guarantee.
Okay. You need – anyway. Good
I need
for her.
A 2020 special.
Arline.
Arline.
That's
yes.
A great story. Good for you. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.